Workers are cutting down trees in a 50-year-old pine crop. At the same time, state foresters are leading a botanist, a private tree farmer, and a reporter through this forest education site. One of the foresters, Rick Miller, is directing the chainsaws to show what needs to be cut for what's called a crop tree release.
This one here we selected out with the orange flags, the trees that show the best form and dominance in the crown. They have a nice, big, healthy crown. And then what we're doing is removing any trees that are touching the crowns of those ones that are orange and just opening it up to give the crown more room up there to spread out and possibly increase their growth and their vigor.
A forest owner who wants to make money off his pine stand might do a crop tree release to improve the quality of the remaining timber. The bigger the tree, the more money it's worth to a logging company. Heading deeper in, a crop of pine trees lined up like soldiers trails to our right, and wilder hardwoods shade us from the left. There are signs to demarcate different timbering techniques, improvement cut, understory removal, selective cut. Project manager Frank Corona stops at one section of oaks, maples, and cherries.
You have small trees, medium trees, some larger trees. Trees were probably selectively harvested in here, and you have all different ages of trees in this stand.
The cool shaded path abruptly opens up. The lush canopy is replaced by harsh sunlight.
Oh, wow. So this is the clear cut.
This is the clear cut.
The forest is gone, cut to the ground. All that remains are the 120 hardwood stumps on the torn up dirt. Botanist Steve McKee supports construction of the demonstration site, but he also loves trees.
What do you think when you see that clear cut?
Well, clear cuts are never pretty, you know. So I think the most shocking thing for me was that I've walked in this my whole life, and then all it was surprising, but I knew it was coming too. So.
But some people in the community say they didn't know the demonstration project would include clear-cutting older trees. Ann McCormack hikes the Mohican nearly every day, clearing trails, cleaning garbage, or enjoying the woods. The education site has been roped off from the public during construction, but she found out there was a clear-cut demonstration in an old-growth section of the forest.
So I was just shocked. I mean, I can't say anything more. I felt terrible for the trees that had stood there since before white settlers were even in Mohican, that there they just were bulldozed and chain cut for education. I mean, it just doesn't add up.
McCormack's not the only one who's upset. A lot of people didn't realize this is what the Forest Service had in mind. Back at the clear-cut site, Corona says many trees suffer from disease when they mature to 120 years. He says it's a good age for private landowners to consider the clear-cut option.
This was a time where before they would rot out or anything, and we see more damage, more susceptibility and health-wise in the entire stand, we can make a harvest in here and utilize those trees and start this whole new cycle of growth in here.
The foresters and forest owners say clear-cutting is a viable option and just one of many examples at the demonstration project in the Mohican Forest. Tree farmer Scott Galloway says people need to understand that owning a forest is another form of family farming. For instance, he got a call recently from a man who inherited 30 acres and needed money right away. He doesn't know how to manage his tree crop.
You know, where does he go? How do you make the right decisions quickly? The faster he can make decisions in his lifetime with his forest, the sooner he'll be able to enjoy the benefits of those decisions. It's all about forestry, wildlife, natural resources. So the more education he can get, the better those decisions will be and the better off all of us are environmentally because of it.
The Forest Service says a demonstration project is needed because forest acreage is getting cut up into smaller and smaller parcels. That means the forests are owned by more and more people who need to know how to manage their timber. The Forest Service hopes this project will help them make better decisions. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant.